Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm really excited to share with you an interview I did with my friend Elliot Katz. You'll be hearing that later on in the program, and stay tuned for great music. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869, email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com, or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. If this has got your attention or you know someone that could benefit from this, please do contact us. We are starting classes next month. Again, you can email us at FFF, that's three F's like Fox, fffpaclass@gmail.com. Next, here's Avner and Rachel Bosky with Ancient Gates. ¶¶
lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Do you know the name of His Son, or the wonders He has done? Do you know the name of His Son, Yeshua?
Rachel Bosky, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Stay tuned for my interview with Elliot Katz. In the meantime, I want to share a song from Becca Shea. She took a lot of secular songs and she put a wonderful spiritual spin on them. This song might have been called Look What You Made Me Do, but she calls it There's No One Else Like You.
No, he ain't like you.
So I got smarter, I'll go harder till the end of time. Cause yeah, you raised me from the dead, you do it all the time. Still I could search the whole wide world and never ever find.
I was blind, but you've opened my eyes.
Yeah, there's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like there. There's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. I love all your kingdom keys. They've been given to me. You ask me simply to believe. You're the king.
Then you throw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another Sodom, Sodom. But not for me, cause I know eternity will be awesome. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. You'll always be mine and I'll be yours.
So I got smarter, I'll go harder till the end of time. Yeshua, you rose from the dead and gave us all new life. I've got a list of quotes and yours are written right underlined.
I was blind, but you've opened my eyes.
Yeah, there's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like there. There's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
I don't trust nobody if they don't trust you, our king. You reign and rule and love, your truth is everlasting. I don't trust nobody if they don't trust you, our king. You reign and rule and love, your truth is everlasting. I don't trust nobody if they don't trust you, our king. You reign and rule and love, your truth is everlasting. I don't trust nobody if they don't trust you, our king. You reign and rule and love,
and your truth is everlasting.
I'm sorry, the old Becca can't come to the phone right now. Why? Cause she's dead.
Yeah, there's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like there. There's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like there. There's no one else like you. There's no one else like you. You, there is no one else like you.
Shalom, this is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840.
Oh, daughters of Zion. Oh, Abraham's sons. Hear the words of your father. Hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will
finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away once I gather you under my wings. I will bring you all back. So we pray for the peace, we look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
That was Aaron Schust, and that comes off of Joshua Aaron's recording live at the Tower of David. Next, here's Errol Schillinger to tell you how you can support Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Here's a sweet song from Paul Wilbur and Shay Wilbur, We Call Your Name.
We call your name. We call your name. We call your name. Yeshua, we call your name. We call your name. We call your name.
What a beautiful song from Paul and his daughter-in-law, Shay Wilbur. Yes, I call the Messiah Yeshua. That is his name. I am not ashamed of the gospel. In 1976, I realized that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah, and there's no shame. I did not convert to another religion. My heart was converted. And I like to say that Jesus made me kosher. So I'm really excited to share with you today an interview from a man who also grew up in a Jewish home and found his faith in Yeshua. Next up, my interview with Elliot Katz. I know you're going to enjoy it very much. Thank you for listening. Elliot Katz, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege and a thrill to be back.
Yeah, you and I were talking off air and we figured it out. It's got to be at least 20 years since you've been on the show.
That's right. It's been a long time.
We were just so young and innocent then.
Younger, I don't know about innocent, but definitely younger.
Yeah, really. So, Elliot, tell
us. Hopefully, we're continuing to grow in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, Elliot, I don't know how many people heard the program back then, so why don't you tell us a little bit about how you were raised? Like, were you raised in a religious Jewish home?
Yes, let me summarize that for you. I grew up in a Reformed Jewish household, and we observed the Sabbath. We had wonderful Sabbath dinners. I went to the Reformed synagogue. We observed all the holidays. I was bar mitzvah at 13. I went to a Jewish summer camp during much of my pre-college days. I was confirmed. So I had a traditional Jewish upbringing. Then I must say that in my college days and in my 20s, I went through a number of phases. I was for many years an atheist, then I was an agnostic. And I became more of a revolving door Jew in at Rosh Hashanah and out the door at Yom Kippur. And I also would go to a Passover Seder, but I was not terribly observant.
Yeah, we kind of call that a holiday Jew, right?
A holiday Jew, exactly.
Right. Well, somewhere along the way, you found your Jewish Messiah. How did that happen, Elliot?
Okay, let me summarize that. I think the best way to say it is that I was saved accidentally. What happened was that my wife is not Jewish. My wife is a Christian, so we have a mixed marriage, and we had always said that I will observe the major Jewish holidays, but our children would be raised Christian. We went to a Unitarian church, then we went to a non-denominational church where both of us felt comfortable, and one day, the pastor of that church invited a Messianic rabbi, our own Rabbi Jim Appel, to be a guest speaker. And I was simply fascinated by what Rabbi Jim had to say when he talked about Messianic Judaism. And I was fascinated to learn that one can be a believer in Yeshua and be Jewish. I wanted to learn more about this, so I started going to Rabbi Jim's Messianic Judaism classes on Tuesday evenings. And then what was really my epiphany was when I went to a Messianic Seder led by Rabbi Jim, and this was back in 2002. For me, it was such an eye-opening experience to see the connections between the cancer crusader and Yeshua as Messiah. And for me, that was really an important turning point, although it wasn't until really almost a year later that I came to Messiah, that I came to Yeshua and accepted Yeshua as my personal Savior. But that was my very circuitous roundabout route to coming to the Lord.
Wow. Well, Elliot, what about the rest of your Jewish relatives? Did you tell them? And if so, how did they react?
They think that I'm kind of meshugana.
Crazy.
a little bit crazy. Some of my relatives some of my nephews and nieces, they are, quite observant. Some are even Orthodox. They don't understand it. They frankly don't want to have anything to do with it. They do not want to be witness to, but they tolerate it.
Ah. And Elliot, did your life change at all after you accepted Yeshua into your heart?
Yes, it did. And I think the main way that it changed is that for me, I had never known before what it meant to have a personal relationship with the deity. For me, my concept, even when I was growing up, again, in a traditional Reformed Jewish home, the idea of the deity of God was always as some kind of distant force, but I didn't know what it was to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And so having that, once I came to the Lord, has really made a huge difference in my life.
Mm, praise the Lord. Now, your children were brought up in the Christian faith. Have they had any interest in discovering the Jewish roots of their faith?
Some of my kids have come with me to a Messianic Seder. That's really about it. But for me, I'm glad to say that at this point, all four of my children have come to the Lord. Three of the four have actually been baptized, but all four are believers. So I am grateful for that. They rarely come to any kind of activity at a Messianic synagogue or other observance, other than sometimes they will come with me to a Messianic Seder.
That's okay, because, you know, I have had to reconcile this in my mind, and it's the most important thing is Jesus, is Yeshua. We can't make Judaism the most important thing. Now, I know a lot of traditional Jews would say, well, this is how the Jewish religion is going to be obliterated. People keep mixing and marrying into different ones, and then the children don't know that they're Jewish. But you know, we can't live in fear about that. I mean, Jesus was Jewish, his disciples were Jewish. But again, it can't be about Judaism. It has to be about Jesus. And I know you agree with me.
I do agree. I think the main thing is that my kids have a relationship with the Lord, that they have accepted Jesus as Messiah. So for me, that's the most important thing. My kids identify as Christian. I identify as a Messianic Jew. And for me, I think the most important thing is having the relationship with Jesus, even if they do not have the connection which I have with the Jewish people and with being a Messianic Jew.
Absolutely. So is there anyone in your extended family that's just a little curious about what you believe and why you believe it?
Unfortunately, no. As I said, no curiosity. Basically, it's, I have to characterize it as begrudging tolerance.
Well,
that's not curiosity. And as I said, I have some extended family members, some nephews and nieces with children of their own, and they are being raised in a not Orthodox, but in a very traditional upbringing.
Well, people watch us, and they might not approve of what we believe, but they watch us and they see how we react. And I know that you carry the light of Yeshua in your eyes, on your face, by your character. And it's your godly character that people see, and it's, you know, it speaks volumes. You know, you've seen those plaques that say, witness whenever possible, and if without, sometimes just do it without words. And, you know, that's what we have to do. We're ambassadors, we are witnesses, and often it's just by our actions, you know, and I know you agree with me on that too.
We definitely are ambassadors, and I think that it says, do not hide your light under a basket, let your light shine, and let us all consider ourselves to be ambassadors of Christ.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you mentioned Passover a few minutes ago, because that was definitely the holiday that turned on the light bulb in my head, if you will, when I was thinking about these things, and when I saw all the symbolism with the pure unblemished lamb whose sins kept us, you know, safe from the death of the firstborn, and then, you know, compare that to Yeshua, the pure unblemished lamb whose blood spared us from eternal death. I mean, the matzah with the holes and the bruises and the stripes on it, and how one piece of the matzah is broken and wrapped in a linen cloth and later redeemed for a prize. I mean, so much symbolism, and it just, for me, it just tied up all the loose ends, and I had no doubt that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah.
And also, on that very point, I find so much confirmation of that through the passage in Isaiah 53. He was broken for our transgressions. Through his stripes we are healed. For me, that connection, the matzah and the breaking of the matzah as a symbol of Christ's body being broken on the cross, and how through the blood of the unblemished lamb, the Hebrews were spared from the plague of the death of the firstborn, and how through the shedding of Jesus's blood through his sacrificial work on the cross, we are spared, and we are given the gift of salvation.
Amen. And we're one in Messiah, just like your wife is not Jewish, my husband's not Jewish, but we are, you know, Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, just as you and your wife are. And it's, you know, and we know that we're Jewish. You and I, for example, we know we're Jewish, but we are not ashamed of the gospel. And that's important. I know I don't always know who's listening to the program. And I know we're on a Christian radio station, and maybe someone Jewish occasionally listens who doesn't yet know the Lord. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I was born a Jew, I'll die a Jew, and I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he died and rose again on the third day, and that my sins are covered by the blood of the pure, unblemished lamb. Can I get an amen?
Amen. I agree totally, and I see myself as a completed Jew. I never stopped being Jewish. Frankly, I feel more Jewish than ever.
Yeah, Jesus made us kosher.
exactly right. So for me, I actually, and someone asked me one time, well, what is the difference between a Messianic Jew and a Christian? I said, a Messianic Jew believes in Jesus as the Messiah, but does so in the context of the Jewish law, the Jewish commandments, and the Jewish holidays, that we recognize that Jesus is our Lord, but Jesus also said he did not come to abolish the law, he came to fulfill the law.
Amen.
That's in Matthew. I don't have the
5:17. Matthew 5:17. That's a big one.
Thank you.
Sure. That is so true. So true. Well, you know, I just love that you and I are brother and sister in Messiah, and it's awesome to talk with you again. I'm wondering, Elliot, is there anything you'd like us to be praying for? Now, just keep in mind, this probably won't go on the air for a couple months, but prayers are timeless. So even if you say it now and we pray for it in 2 months, let me know how we can be praying for you and your family.
Please pray for my children and grandchildren. I also would appreciate prayers for my health. I do have some health issues right now. I don't want to go into detail. So I would just pray for health and for healing. And also, I would just pray to help all of us be more effective in serving the Lord in whatever ways we serve, so that we can actually help to better carry out the Great Commission, to bring the word and knowledge of the Lord to those who do not know him.
Amen. May it be so in the name of Yeshua. Well, it has been a joy to talk to you, my brother in the Lord, and I pray God's blessings over you. I pray for health over you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I claim the blood of Yeshua over you and your family, and it is just wonderful to have you back on Bagels and Blessings, and maybe we'll have to do it again in 20 more years.
Hopefully we won't have to wait 20 years to do this again.
I know, really.
It's been a pleasure, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you in this way.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, shalom for now, Elliot.
Okay, bye-bye now.
This is Ethel Chadwick. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Elliot Katz. This will be available on podcast later today, and you can listen to it anytime and share it with all your friends. And in the meantime, here's Marty Goetz, another Jew born anew.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family, all of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a schmo like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried
since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew ya would come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah, he's the Lion of Judah, and he wants to do to ya what he did to me. Came to live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born anew. Am I? Hey!
Hello. This is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, let me just go on the record and say that that song is on the list of my favorite songs ever. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. It's been a really rough week. My granddaughter was sick, my daughter was sick, and it's really hard. We're supposed to praise the Lord at all times. We're supposed to count it all as joy, no matter what happens. And let's face it, it's really hard to do that sometimes. But I know that God is in control, and He is the master healer. So here's a song that helps me remember to count it all joy. This is Greg Silverman.
My brethren, count it all joy when he fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have the perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him trust in God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him trust in God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, given to the wind and tossed. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Again, that was Greg Silverman with Count It All Joy. And next up, here is a great song, Ze Hayom, from Sue Samuel.
Ze Hayom Asa Adonai Negila Menesmecha Bo. Ze Hayom Asa Adonai Negila Menesmecha Bo. This is the day. God has ordained all our days for us. May we number them aright. And with the morning, his mercy renews, like dew that falls in the night. Ze Hayom Asa Adonai Negila Menesmecha Bo. Ze Hayom
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Yivarechecha Adonai, v'yismorecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha, v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.